and on ABC Radio and on the web. You're with me, Noel Debien, on The Good Life. Well, today is Pentecost. The word means the 50th day, and it's the 50th day after Easter, the day when Christians throughout the world celebrate the descent of the Holy Spirit. Lord, the light of your love. Now, you may have heard of the word Pentecostalism, of course. The modern Pentecostal movement really began back in about 1906 at Azusa Street in Los Angeles, California. This movement in the Methodist Episcopal congregation there was led by an African-American preacher, William Seymour. The meetings at that church were dramatic, and they included ecstatic spiritual experiences, now called Baptism in the Holy Spirit. Baptism in the Holy Spirit included things like miraculous healing and speaking in tongues. The participants in these meetings saw this as a revival of the Holy Spirit's work, as it's described in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Well, that movement spread over the last 100 years, and there may be up to 250 million Pentecostals in the world now. From the 1960s, it also influenced mainline Christians, and Pentecostal movements sprung up in mainline denominations, including the Catholic Church. The Pentecostal movement, when you find it in mainline churches, is usually called the Charismatic Movement. Marika Gabashi, now in her 70s, was one of the leaders of the Catholic Charismatic Movement in Australia from the 1970s. She came to Australia as a migrant from Hungary and has many fascinating connections over a long and interesting life. In fact, 16-year-old Jaja Gabor was Marika's godmother at her baptism. And that, of course, means that Marika has less than 6 degrees of separation from Paris Hilton.
My name is Marika Gubachi. I am a migrant of 53 years. I came out during the Hungarian Revolution from Budapest with my fiancé, and we got married in Austria, in Vienna, in St. Stephen's Cathedral. We came to Australia. That's how I got here.
You've been very connected to the Catholic Charismatic Movement, though, haven't you?
Yes.
How did that happen?
I had a bad car accident, and I had terrible back. I live in the Waverley Parish, and it was a young Franciscan friar who was connected to the Charismatic Renewal, but I didn't know. And he came and visited us. I couldn't move. He was there practically every night to watch TV with us and give me some strength to carry on. One day, I said to him, "You are such a sportsman. Do you know something I could get rid of this pain I'm living in?" And he said, "I know, but I can't tell you." I said, "Why can't you?" He said, "You have to ask first." A few weeks later, I sat down and I said to him, "What's your opinion about the Charismatic Renewal?" He looked at me and he said, "Why do you ask me that?" I said, "I don't know. I never even heard the word." And he practically cried, and he said, "I'm praying for this since our last talk. And Charismatic Renewal is this and this." And he told me, and he said, "Come on, get dressed, and I'll take you to a meeting." That was my first meeting. I met a friar who had a word of knowledge, saying that God wants to heal someone who's got a back problem. So I put my hand up, and he came to me, and he put his hand on my head, and he started praying, asking the Holy Spirit to come upon me and heal me. And then he said, "Stand up and bend down." I said, "I can't do that." I said, "Stand up and bend down." So I did it, and I realized I got no pain. Up and down, I went like a yo-yo, and I was healed. So I tried out next morning. My little 5-year-old daughter was running towards me on the beach. And I thought, oh no, she wants to jump on me. And I lifted her up in no pain. I knew exactly that I was healed. So that was my introduction.
So you're saying that you experienced a miraculous healing?
Absolutely. It was in all the newspapers in Sydney at the time.
What did your doctor say? Was it checked by doctors?
Yes, it was checked by doctors. It was a court case because of the car accident. They said that I'm not just physically hurt, but I lost my brain too, that I'm claiming healing, and they should give me more money because it's mental.
So this is a genuine personal experience that you believe of real healing?
It is. It was totally unexpected. I was bitter. I couldn't even go to church regularly because of the pain. I just couldn't even brush my teeth. Yeah, I was in that stage. So that was a brand new life. And then the next day after my healing, the priest who prayed over me asked me to go with him to pray with people. And I've seen so many miracles that I could write a book of just the healings I've seen during my visitations with that priest.
I think there'd be many people who think of Pentecostalism, which is, you know, this what Catholics call the charismatic renewal. They think of it as Protestant. Is it Protestant, really?
No. The Holy Father Benedict and the previous John Paul II, they both fully agreed with it and really helped it along. In Australia, probably it's the lowest number of the charismatic renewal, like in everything, unfortunately, in the Catholic Church.
You yourself ended up a leader in the charismatic renewal, though, here in Australia, didn't you?
Yes, I was. First, I attended the prayer meeting for years, and then I started the prayer meeting. Then I started the healing mass in 1977 with a priest, which went all around the world, and today there are places like Africa and India where 100,000 people are on a healing mass. We still continue with very small numbers, unfortunately, in Sydney.
What is a healing mass?
Every mass is a healing mass, but it's more focused. It's more focused on healing. The prayers are focused on healings. There are some little things, like people pray with their hands, arms open.
And Catholics, do they get tongues and do that sort of stuff?
Yes, of course. I have tongues.
Can you do them on call?
I can do it all the time because I use it very often. It's much easier. Once you got the gift, it's much easier to pray in tongues, especially for me with my terrible English. Then there are people who translate. It's one of the gifts of the Spirit.
This is mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles, that to some the gift of tongues is given and to others the gift of interpretation.
That's right, exactly. The Holy Spirit knows, God knows what you pray for.
How does Pentecost fit into all this? It's the day of Pentecost today.
That's when in the Acts of the Apostles, the Holy Spirit ascended onto every apostle and they started talking in foreign tongues. Because they were from all different states or countries or whatever. And now still you see so many different nationalities in Australia. And when we pray in tongues, we have one. It sounds beautiful.
Are these people looking for a miracle? Because there's also another place in Scripture where it says, you know, these people, they are looking for a sign. And that's actually a criticism. It's a rebuke from Jesus, saying there's always wanting a sign. He then goes and gives it, of course, in that particular story. Yeah. Is that what charismatics are looking for?
They are some, unfortunately, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the community you led? Because you led a very particular community.
That's the healing mass, which started in 1977. And we met every Tuesday. There was a morning mass and it was an evening mass. And there were thousands of people. Three carloads of police were watching the church because the traffic was just impossible.
When you say thousands, was this a movement that peaked and then went down again?
Yes. Healing still happen. Now, unfortunately, young people are not interested. The ones who were middle-aged or young in the 70s, they either went to God or they nursing homes, so old like myself.
So in this country, the charismatic movement is really something which peaked sort of in the 70s and 80s and which has now sort of ebbed.
Yes. Since the 80s, it's definitely ebbed. There are some ethnic groups which are holding it together. Philippines, Italians, Spanish, Indians, now the Chinese or Asians, they're very good Catholics and they're very interested in the Pentecostal movement, which people think it's got something to do with the Pentecostal church. It has, but also the Catholic church has the Pentecostal spirit. The Catholic faith is the most beautiful faith in the world.
I remember once in the 1980s being in a mass in the cathedral. It was one of the big charismatic masses, and I think there were 3,000 or 4,000 people in St. Mary's Cathedral. And it would have been Cardinal Freeman who was the celebrant, and that was his first experience, I think. And he got to the end of the post-communion, and he lifted up his hands to say the post-communion prayer, and he said, "Let us pray." And the entire church began to pray in tongues.
Yes, I remember that. I was there.
And he said, forgetting he had his microphone on, "Well, I'll be buggered."
Yes.
I mean, he was very surprised by what he was seeing. It was very different for him. Were other Catholics like that with charismatics? Were they sort of surprised or upset?
They were surprised, but they were so excited, people in the 70s and 80s. But I remember that some lay people, after the Mass, went and prayed over Cardinal Freeman. And he became a great charismatic.
There's still very much official support for the Catholic Charismatic Renewal?
Yes, from the Vatican.
But not so much enthusiasm from young Catholics as is pretty much the case across the Catholic Church.
Exactly. Except some countries. Some, as I mentioned, the Filipinos are very strong in Plumpton. It's an enormous charismatic prayer meeting there.
Why do you think that's happened?
I think in the history that always some renewal movements popped up to encourage our faith and strengthen our faith. And then they slowly disappear. And something else comes. Who knows what else will come. But this one is definitely the Holy Spirit. So in my opinion, it can't go wrong. The Holy Spirit, it can be from one night to the other, it can be on again, full blast.
And that was Marika Gabashi with me, Noel DeBan, on The Good Life.